Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Is that you? And he said, yeah. And listen, it all went very well. I think he was as nervous as me.
How did you spot him? Was he just looking? Did he look nervous and shifty?
Yes, yeah, nervous and
not
looking
shifty
around.
In that way. I mean, nervous.
Not shifty in that way, no. But as nervous as I was, he hadn't got red lipstick on though, so that was a good sign.
And so, did he have a nice vibe around him?
He did. He had a lovely vibe. We had a very lot in common. I mean, we were there for 2 hours, which was
two
a good
hours.
Sign.
2 hours.
Yeah, having
That's
the coffees and the Bally Oak. Yeah, it was. So listen, it was great. You know,
Was he attractive to you, Yvonne? Was he attractive to you?
He was. You know, there was something nice about him, for sure. I mean, very easy and to talk with. I mean, that makes a big difference. There was no polite kind of conversation. It was very good conversation because we love music. We knew DJs. We travelled. So there was a lot in common.
Lovely.
And I think that's a really good place to start, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you have a lot of commonalities.
Your nerves melted away?
They melted a bit, yeah. I mean, if I had had a drink, I probably would have melted quicker, but I wasn't because I was driving.
You did the right thing, though. A good sober date, you'll be in reality.
A sober date, yeah. And look, a lot of people are going through sober January, so I think there'll be more sober dates this
month. And loads of people are going sober all the time.
All the time, yeah, exactly. So it is nice to go out. I think that's when you get a really feel for the person without 100%. The alcohol involved. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
He had a nice...
But I have plans.
Oh,
I have
hang
plans
on, there are
now.
Plans.
I've made some plans. Every January I do this, I'll tell you. I do my vision board every January and I'm going to replace Jude Law as my love interest. I maybe to George Clooney.
I think he's Jude Law could be... he's wrecked, George Clooney.
He's more hair, I think. Remember you said something about the hair, though.
That's
last
right.
Time. I think
I was wondering,
George
was it bald
Joe,
Jude or was it post hair transplant?
Exactly. And I always get a fortune teller every January, Oliver. You'd like this.
Yeah.
And I guess I think it just helped me kind of plan out my year ahead and the future. And it gives me a bit of direction. And I get this lady every January, which I had this week. And she did predict two men this year. So one early this year and one later on. So it all comes. It's like buses. They don't come or they all come together, isn't it? I'm hoping that'll work,
but
the fortune teller, my vision board.
To the gentleman listener who you met and you had a two-hour nice date, the peck on the cheek was at the end?
Yeah, two pecks at the beginning, and at the end.
Oh, and at
which
the
was
end.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bookmarked with little, little kisses.
Yeah.
Will there ever be a day two with the man from the Queens?
We had a response. It could be, yeah. I'll wait and see if I get another nice email like that, yeah.
Has there been any email
be
since?
There. No, after the date, before Christmas.
Oh,
I was away then for New Year,
you
so I
went
wasn't
away.
Here.
Yeah. Which he would have known in the two-hour conversation.
Yeah, and so he did respond afterwards, which was great. So maybe I'll follow it up myself.
Oh,
you know?
I think so. I think there should be. You see, you mightn't like to call it a date, but I think there's something there. You don't spend 2 hours with somebody you've just met for the first time.
No, and that's exactly right. You know, otherwise you'd be getting your friend to ring you halfway through from the, you know what I mean, I'm saying, to get out of there.
Yeah.
I didn't need to do that. That trick I didn't need to do. It was grand.
I suddenly have to go to the loo
well.
And then you're never seen again.
Yeah. And out the back door, you know what I mean? There was no need for that because it was grand. And when you're older as well, I mean, you're better off being straight up and honest as well, aren't
you're
you?
Not that old now. No, don't be... So this is very exciting. I think there's going to be day two, and even so, the fortune teller says if this is one man, there'll be a second one along. Maybe there'll be a new one in between, and you go back to the other fella, and that becomes. Who knows?
You never know. And listen, I'm going to go ahead and get some coaching done with a matchmaker as well. The lady I mentioned in the article I wrote is a matchmaker based in the UK, and she offered me coaching sessions to build up that confidence again of going out on these blind dates. And, you know, and I think I'm going to go down that route as well. So watch this space.
You've got the mojo back.
I think so. Well, even that gave me the nice little spur I needed to kind of go back out there. Because it is tough. I mean, when you're older, it is tough getting back out there after being at home with kids for so long.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do lose your confidence a bit. So any kind of little bit of help is really good and needed, you know?
You go for it.
Anyway.
You go for it.
Yeah, I will, Oliver.
You're
I'll be
a
back
fine,
to tell you more.
Fine
Let's
fetch.
Say that.
Yeah, you'll be back to tell us more. Listen, thanks so much, Yvonne Redden. Storylane.com is where you do your PR consulting. And
Storylane PR. Com. Yeah, thank you.
Best of luck now.
Thank Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Same to you and many. And I'm going to go to M People now. There's a message here for you, Yvonne, and all the Yvonnes out there. 50 plus. Love for everyone. Voice of Heather Small and M People there. I saw her on Jules Holland, I'm sure you did too, and she was phenomenal. And I'd forgotten all about those songs, so I'd say she's making a bit of a comeback this year. But Imelda May was the surprise kind of star of Jules Holland this year on New Year's Eve. Now, James Sexton, our Neil Diamond tribute act, mentioned him earlier on, cabberman Ambrose O'Shea. He is the lifelong Neil Diamond superfan that he was talking about, and he went to see that film as well, Song Sung Blue. Ambrose, good afternoon to you. How long have you
been on the programme?
Ah, your absolute pleasure is all ours. How long have you been a fan of Neil?
55 years.
55 years?
Since 1970.
You have it bad.
I have.
56
years. But it's turned out to be a great hobby.
A great hobby.
A roller coaster.
You'd be like a Swifty nowadays, but you'd be, what, a diamond miner or whatever you'd call them. What is your collection of Neil Diamond stuff that you have? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's everything. Every album, albums from all over the world, yeah. CDs, DVDs, books, singles, every single he's ever done.
A lot.
Just everything, any type of memorabilia.
This is a man who released 50 albums, so you have...
Over 50 albums,
You must have sheds and attics exploding with memorabilia.
No, No, it's just a parlour. I turned the parlour into a special room in the house. The house is called Diamondville 102. And
Diamondville?
The house is, yeah.
Incredible. And do you go in and do you poke around every day to have a look at lost treasures?
No, I don't. I do it online now. I used to go around all the record shops for years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I got too old for that. So now it's just online with eBay.
I just meant browsing. I meant browsing your own stuff at home. But anyway.
Every day, I have Neil Diamond on shuffle on an MP3. I don't even have to take that now.
Wow.
I just put the MP3 on.
Dear my God, MP3. Come here, how many times have you seen him perform live?
About 32 times here in Dublin.
That must be every time he's ever played in Dublin.
Yeah, and 10 nights, one time was 10 nights back-to-back in 1989 in the RDS, and 6 nights back-to-back in the O3.
At the Point?
In 1999.
Back-to-back, and you went to every single one of them?
Every single one of them.
You must have been broke at the end of that.
Oh, it was, the house didn't get painted for a couple of years after that, I can tell you.
Not even Diamondville. 101.
No.
Did you go abroad too? Did you see him there?
I went to the UK to see him one time, and I've been abroad to different countries, cities to see Neil Diamond tributes.
Wow.
In America.
Your favourite gig must have been in Ireland, though, I presume.
The first one Neil Diamond has ever seen him, 1984 in Crow Park. 82,000 people at it. It was just amazing.
That must have been insane. 1984 in Croker, Neil Diamond.
That was his first concert here.
That's amazing. When did this fascination begin, Ambrose?
1970, I came home one night and Johnny Cash show was on the television. And I sat back to listen to it. And next minute, Neil Diamond came on. Never knew of him. Mm-hmm. And I heard him singing a song called Brother Loves Traveling Salvation Show.
Yeah.
And I just started making inquiries. Went into a second-hand record shop in town and found the first album. And then your man told me, you know that Neil Diamond has been out for a couple of years. There's a couple of other albums that we might be able to get you if you're interested. And he got them from me. And since then, I've been collecting ever since.
Ever since. And there's no other act that makes an inroad at all?
Well, I used to listen to every single songwriter that was out there, Chris Christopherson, Gordon Lightfoot, John Denver and all.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have all their stuff in my collection. But when I was getting married, the wife said to me, just pick one. You can't keep doing this all the time. So I just picked Neil Diamond. I thought he was the better of the lot.
Pick one. And you said, thank God. Thank God he produced so much for you over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, the stuff is just unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. He is, he's obviously not well. He's got Parkinson's, which is why he can't.
He has Parkinson's
perform,
at the moment, yeah.
But he's a big birthday coming up.
There's some lovely stuff coming up on the internet about him.
Yeah,
there's some lovely stuff now where he turned up at the musical, the Broadway musical.
Broadway show, yeah. And Hugh Jackman, I believe, went to the house.
Yeah, well, Hugh Jackman did the house, and Kate Hudson did the house, and Neil Diamond sang with you Jackman.
Yeah.
We've done a couple of songs together on karaoke, and one or two of them were put out on Facebook.
God, it's just amazing to see him because unfortunately Parkinson's is a very cruel disease. He's 85 soon, isn't he?
He's 85 this month.
This month. He's a January.
The 24th of January.
Well,
he's going well, I have to say. The voice is, the body may be gone, but the voice is still there.
Yeah, because he belted out a bit, didn't he, at the Broadway musical. I remember seeing that clip. Online there a year or two
ago. And it was pretty good.
He was good. He just doesn't have the stamina for the full shows. You're retired now. You're retired now, I presume, yourself, Ambrose.
Yeah, I retired at 50. I got out of my job at 50 years of age and start doing everything that I wanted to do.
You got out at 50?
Yeah, I retired at 50. I worked down in Dublin Port. I took an offer to go. So I was able to go to Boston, Sandy, all these other places. America, I've been to Vegas about 4 or 5 times to see Neil Diamond tributes.
My God. You must be tipping away at something to afford all of this as a hobby.
No, it's just my pension that comes in. And my old age pension. So, I'm 74 years of age now.
Go ahead, yeah.
So, I just get on with it.
You worked hard in the port, I'd say.
Yeah, it was tough going. I'd done 34 and a half years down there.
Oh, that's plenty, yeah.
That was from the time I was 14, so... I reckon I'll rent to have this now, little bit of comfort now to do what I want to do.
And you got the children involved as well, they're fans too.
Well, some of them are. They've been to see Neil Diamond with me. Anytime he's done concerts here, yeah. I buy two tickets, and I'd always bring somebody with me, whether a family member or a friend with me. I'd always bring somebody with me.
Well, listen, an absolute pleasure talking to you today, Ambrose. Enjoy your day as you browse and listen to the MP3 on shuffle. Sorry to interrupt it even for just a few minutes. And you'll be saluting your cardboard cutout of Neil Diamond that you have at home on the birthday on the 24th of January.
I will indeed. Yeah, definitely.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Oliver.
Thanks,
thank
Ambrose.
You very much.
And if people out there are interested in joining the fan page that's run by Ambrose, you can look up Real Neil Diamond Fan on Facebook. You get all the information there. That's all our business for today. Rachel English is coming up with the news at 1. Have a lovely Thursday, everyone. We'll chat to you again tomorrow, Friday.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.